Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
Big Daddy.
Right now, matey, play the music.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack. We promise to satisfy your hunger, your thirst, your sweet tooth. So visit our refreshment center now. Let's go!
Brooke Shields. In holy terror. Alice was too old to play with dolls and too young to make love. Brooke Shields, as you've never seen her before. She was too beautiful to play with boys and too young to play with men. So Alice began to play with death.
She's made a repeated request that the kid see a psychiatrist.
She has a knack of making things look like accidents.
It's dead! It's dead! Ah. She tried to kill me!
No more dolls, no more toys. Alice only plays with bodies. It's too late to save her. A story of unnatural love and unnatural death. Brooke Shields in holy terror. It's too late for prayers.
Russ Horton's Top 40 Timeline.
Is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling.
Running perfect, starting to collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rockets full, not responding. Hello Major Tom, are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on, we're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3, 2, 1. Earth below us, drifting, falling, floating, weightless, calling, calling. Oh.
This is Big Daddy with the Top 40 Timeline. Fire is a hit song by rhythm and blues funk band the Ohio Players. The song was the opening track from the album of the same name and hit number one on both the Billboard Hot 100 and the Hot Soul Singles chart in early 1975. It spent 5 weeks atop the Soul chart. Fire was the Ohio Players' only entry on the new Disco Dance chart, where it peaked at number 10. The tune is considered to be the band's signature song, along with Love Roller Coaster. In the news, when this was on the charts, heiress Patty Hearst is kidnapped outside her Berkeley, California apartment by the Symbionese Liberation Army. It was 1975. Here
and Jerry Mathers as as the Beaver.
And we have another one from Steve Sanderson. Yes, indeed, from the pages of the Old Jokes Home. Steve Sanderson in Kelowna, B.C., home of the Killer Hornets, Ogo Pogo the Sea Monster, and the Lumberjack, comes this one right here. And in fact, oh, we don't have it here, but the Gabblers are saving the day here and bringing it over to me right now. Thank you very much, Gabblers. There were two old men. One a retired professor of psychology and the other a retired professor of history. Their wives, who were close friends, had talked them into a two-week stay at a hotel in the Catskill Mountains. They were all sitting around on the porch of the hotel on their first evening watching the sunset. To drum up some conversation, the history professor said to the psychology professor, "Have you read Marx?" To which the professor of psychology said, "Yes, I think it's from the wicker chairs."
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm but just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. They call me mellow yellow. Quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. I win the velocity nil. Born a high forever to fly. If you want your cup, power fill. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow. Sudden craze. Electrical banana. It's bound to be the very next phase. They call it mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow, quite rightly. They call me mellow yellow.
Big Daddy. This is Big Daddy, and another one from Big Daddy's Facebook group, Big Daddy's Morning Funnies. And we have the truth about Andy Griffith, the real truth about the Andy Griffith Show. You're dying to know this. And to bring us the story, we have the homie guys. I don't know if mankind is ready for this information or not, but here goes. The reason Mayberry was so peaceful and quiet was because nobody was married. Andy, Aunt B, Barney, Floyd, Howard, Goober, Gomer, Sam, Ernest T. Bass, Helen, Thelma Lou, Clara, and of course Opie were all single. The only married person was Otis, and he stayed drunk.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah, I said, does anybody really know what time it is?
This is Big Daddy, and you're listening to the Top 40 Timeline from the Groovy Graveyard as we take you back to this month in history. From 1959, Ernie Fields, In the Mood, Chicago did. Does anybody know what time it is? Does anybody really care? Duran Duran, Union of the Snake, from this week in 1983. And Donovan with a classic from 67, Mellow Yellow. And the song was actually rumored to be about smoking dried banana skins, which was believed to be a hallucinogenic drug back in the 60s, though the aspect of bananas has since been debunked. According to Donovan's notes accompanying the album Donovan's Greatest Hits, the rumor that one could get high from smoking dried banana skins was started by Country Joe McDonald in 1966, and Donovan heard the rumor 3 weeks before Mellow Yellow was released as a single. So now you know, you can't get high from smoking banana peel. Fire from the Ohio Players this week in 1975, and we open the hour with Peter Schilling from January of 1984, and Major Tom is coming home. I'm Big Daddy, playing them for you across the world. This is the Top 40 Timeline.
Russ Horton's Top 40 Timeline.
See, I was born and raised in the slums of a city. It was a one-room shack that slept in another chair beside me. We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my trouble, man. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the cloud nine. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on cloud nine. Folks down there tell me, they say give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strong can survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and that ain't no lie.
Ain't no lie.
It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on cloud nine.
Let me tell you about cloud nine.
Cloud nine.
You can be what you wanna be.
Cloud nine.
You ain't got no responsibility.
And I- Shaw, and you're listening to the Top 40 Timeline with Big Daddy.
This is Big Daddy in another Top 40 Timeline. Beep Beep is a novelty song by the Playmates released in 1958 by Roulette Records. Because of a contemporary BBC directive that prohibited songs with brand names in their lyrics, a UK version of Beep Beep was recorded for the European market, replacing the Cadillac and Nash Rambler with the generic terms limousine and bubble car. The Playmates were an American late 50s vocal group led by pianist Chick Heady, all from Waterbury, Connecticut. In the news, when it was on the charts, all of the top TV shows of the day on American television were westerns, including the likes of Gunsmoke, Maverick, and The Rifleman. December 1958.
Russ Horton's Top 40 Timeline. Worldwide.
While riding in my Cadillac, what to my surprise, a little Nash Rambler was following me about one third my size. The guy must have wanted to pass me out as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep. I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake, but the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, beep. Gear and we took off with dust. Soon we were doing 90. Must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out. He's kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His arm went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The rapper pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fellow rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
Right now, matey, play the music.
Big Daddy. We'll be right back. sitting here playing the hits around the world. The amazing thing about online radio is it's instant, and it touches all parts of the globe. Hello, world. This is Big Daddy.
From the 60s, Big Daddy.
He loves me.
out, man. Freddie and the Fenders from Flint Flon are here. But it's just the horn section that showed up. Right, Scotty?
Right, yes.
Give Foster a drink, my son.
Yeah, I'm getting him a drink.
So we got Backdoor Jimmy products again happening here. But we have to go through the swishing doors and get the list from Foster because, of course, Foster was leaning through the back door and he doesn't have any pause to kind of hand the stuff over. You have to go in the back.
Yeah, here we go.
Of course, the other thing with Foster the Moose is he's a big Cheese Whiz fan.
Yeah.
So he steals all the Cheese Whiz containers out of the refrigerator.
And throws them on the ground.
And he somehow gets the tops off of them and he licks them. And we've got all these empty Cheese Whiz containers in the backyard. But he doesn't know how to put the lids back on. So anyway, there's Foster there and he gives me this. And then we go back in through the swishing doors.
There we go, yeah.
No, that's my spit bucket.
In the corner. Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. I just got taken back. I had to spit there for a moment.
Yeah, no problem.
It happens sometimes.
It does,
but I'm,
yeah.
You know, I want to go through the swishing doors. That's what I want. Keep your hands on the inside because now what happened to the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
He got cut in half
and we had to stick him back together again. It was just awful.
Oh, it's just awful,
We had to, you know, talk to his agent and he was going to sue us, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was going
to
sue us.
He was. So the back door, getting back to the point here.
Before
we interrupted this radio program, Backdoor Jimmy's urinal goals are on special this weekend. Men, you can score every time unless you have prostate problems. Right,
yes.
And of course, the one I was telling you about was something to do with a cowboy hat, wasn't it, or something?
Can fit three wide men in a pickup truck.
Yes. Backdoor Jimmy's slightly bent cowboy hat, so three large men can sit three wide in a pickup, right?
Yeah.
And they're the two big prizes this hour we're giving away on the Backdoor Jimmy sweepstakes. Curly, can you come up to the next song, please, man?
Certainly!
I wanna shake you down.
Oh, baby.
This is the Top 40 Timeline back to 1987. And Shake You Down, Gregory Abbott. Who can forget that one? The Mermaids in there from 1964. And Popsicles and Icicles. We heard from Helen Reddy, too. The late, great Helen Reddy now. Sure do miss her. Leave Me Alone, Ruby Redress, of course. And Eddie Murphy from 1986, Party All the Time. Of course, a song by him, written and produced by Rick James. And it was the lead single from Eddie's 1985 debut album, How Could It Be? Reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 for 3 weeks. Eddie Murphy. And, of course, Eddie stated that the song was made in response to a $100,000 bet made between himself and Richard Pryor, wagering on whether Murphy had singing talent or not. Well, he went to number 2, baby. Look out. And before that, we heard from the Playmates in 1958, Solid Gold Memories there with Beep Beep, one of those great old novelty tunes, and the Temptations from Motown with Cloud 9 from January 1969. I'm Big Daddy, spinning them worldwide from the Groovy Graveyard on the Top 40 Timeline. This is Big Daddy, and where are we going through the swishing doors? What year? We're gonna go through the time tunnel, the swishing doors on the Top 40 Timeline. What year are we digging up? Here's Joni Summers and a Pepsi commercial from 1962.
The lively crowd, today agree. Those who think young say, Pepsi, please. At schools like campus, on every campus, now it's Pepsi. For those who think young and where vacation games are played, at Fairyland or a parade, like Gasparilla, they drink their fill of racing Pepsi. Folks down in Palmacea are showing how young they think, and so they all agree, Pepsi's the greatest drink. Some song for spring to Tampa Bay, they're drinking young, and so they say, their favorite one there, under the sun there, now is Pepsi. For those who think young.
kiss, the peppermint twist. Kick, 1, 2, 3, jump. On 45th Street. Well, the peppermint twist is me. And you learn to do this, the peppermint twist. It's alright all night. It's alright. It's okay all day. It's okay. And you learn to do this, the peppermint twist. Hey, 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 hey.